It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us a returning guest, one of our original sponsors, Rich Johnson, the owner of Invisible Fence, Mid-State, and Hazlitt. Welcome back to the show, Rich.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you back here. Rich, we were talking in the studio before you came on the air about a situation I saw about a week ago where I saw a cat that was laying dead in the street, sorry to say. And it made me think of you because bottom line is, that was a situation that probably could have been prevented directly by Invisible Fence. So can you remind our listeners exactly what it is that your product and service is and what it does for people?
Certainly, Lee, and boy, I hate to hear those stories. That's always sad. Yeah. Actually, that's what the company is all about. This company was originated because there's a traveling salesman that got tired of seeing dead animals on the side of the road, and he formed Invisible Fence brand, and that was almost 40 years ago. But what we do is simply we keep dogs and cats and the occasional potbelly pig home safe and alive with a system of equipment and training, and it works great on cats as well as dogs, which is one thing we've been pretty poor about getting the word out over the years.
Yeah. And in terms of how it does that, it basically creates a perimeter that the animals can be outside and can enjoy being outdoors, but it keeps them in certain areas and prevents them from going to other areas. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. What we do is we use an antenna wire, runs around the property that creates an electronic radio signal. The dog and cat wears a little collar. That's a little computer, and actually has over a couple thousand settings that we can adjust to each pet individually. And when they get to the zone, they get a static correction, and they also get a little audio sound. And we teach them two things. We teach them to learn where it is or to avoid it, and also we teach them to retreat to get away from it. So we use it's really our company's more about training than it is a technology, even though I think that's what people kind of think of us at first. We work with every owner and every pet. We individually customize our training to each animal to be just as kind and gentle as we can, but at the same time effective to prevent that poor cat from being out in the road.
Right.
And if I could comment, I think the biggest strides that this industry has made is the fact that we're no longer squabbling over, you know, at least this particular company, we're not squabbling over whether it's effective or if it can work. We're now differentiating it from others in that your particular company is the training professionals. You're tackling the largest issue associated with this product working, and that's just people understanding the product and how to get their dog, cat, potbelly pig to cooperate, right?
That's correct. And that's interesting that you brought that up. I've been doing this over 17 years now, and the first several years is, what is it? How does it work? Does it really work? Right. And I very seldom hear that anymore.
Right.
Now it's kind of like, what can you do, and what's the best way to do it?
Right. And I'd say there are still some rough sides around the edges, because there's always going to be, like, the price target-oriented product out there, but they're not going to have the number of settings or the amount of flexibility or the solution to those kind of issues that people have had in the past. They're going to try to still work within the kind of limitations of past technology.
That's true. There are vast differences in what's available in the market.
Right.
And our philosophy has always been is we had to make it work every time for every pet, because that's how we got the business off the ground. And really what's driven us over the years is referrals.
Right.
And to this day, better than half my sales are referrals.
And you see them everywhere. Whenever you're driving around, there's an Invisible Fence poster or sign out in the yard.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's amazing how many there are out there.
Yeah,
and that's just the new ones that you see.
That's true. There's probably for every sign you see, there's probably 10 of them that the snowplow got. But we do try to keep those replaced for over time, too.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's neat. Every once in a while, as I'm driving, you know, doing a training or whatever I happen to be doing, I'll find one that's popped up that I wasn't aware of, and that's always kind of a really neat feeling.
Now, Rich, one of the things you mentioned was that it's customized for each dog, and if I remember correctly, you at one time mentioned that for scent-oriented dogs, you even had a system in place where the scent was involved with that. Am I remembering that correctly? Or was that a separate device?
That's a different device. That was a no-bark collar.
Okay.
Which I use on my own vehicle. And again, we get into other behavior issues as well, so thanks for bringing that up. We have bark collars. We have remote collars, which can be used for different behavioral issues. And you can use those products in conjunction with the invisible fence, but you have to be very careful. And we have the expertise to walk clients through that so they're successful with that as well.
Fantastic. And one of the things that I also wanted to bring up when I thought about bringing you in for the show was, again, this time of year, there's a lot of people who are working on special projects. They're out in the backyard. They're putting together a garden. A lot more people this year, because of food prices, intend to actually plant and would like to keep their animals away from the food items that they're planting. Or Rick might be installing a water pond
water garden
for them.
Right.
And we want to keep, and you have the devices that actually can prevent them from getting into one area, but not others. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, actually, we're focusing on that quite a bit this year. And this time of year is when people start getting real interested in that, as the gardens start being planned and planted, and the dogs are out there digging and unplanting them and turning the real nice ornamental trees to toothpicks and that sort of thing. We call it pet free. In other words, areas that are free of pets. So what we can do with the fence is internally within the yard, we can block off smaller areas, islands even out in the middle of the yard that are landscaped. The pets can have room to run around them, but we can keep them out of smaller isolated areas so that all the beauty that the people put into the yard isn't destroyed.
And nothing worse than having them jump in a water garden or near the stream bed and those black, muddy feet, 10 pounds of dirt. I don't know how they can get that much dirt in them, but you've got lots and lots of dirt coming your way if you don't keep them out of those spots, too.
Absolutely.
Right, and we do a lot of properties that have ponds on them. And
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they don't want the...
This time of year, anyhow, it's pretty moist-edged, you know.
Right. We just put two Newfie pups on the system recently, and a Newfie out there in the pond when he comes back.
Good luck.
Especially, like you said, in the muck areas.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they're black already, but...
It's not good for your furniture or for your carpet, though.
Yeah, exactly. We just had the lug nut sinking into their stadium, and I can just imagine lots and lots of mud out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and likewise, we can also help people with carpeted areas within the homes.
A lot
of homes have big areas that are not carpeted, and many times we're able to isolate those areas that the dogs are free to run around in, but again, keep them off the more expensive furniture, even isolated pieces of furniture, or even entire rooms if people need those blocked off.
I got this expanded hockey puck thing here that looks kind of cool, and it looks almost electronic in some way, but can you talk a little bit about what I've got on my hand here? Because I'll bet you this is a particularly helpful one for in the house.
Yes, that's a shield, and what we use that for is inside the house, and that can be running off a rechargeable battery, so it can be totally independent. So literally, when somebody buys that real nice leather piece of furniture and then watches a dog with the toenails jump on there, or the cat start to sharpen their nails on there, that item can be placed underneath the couch, and we can dial a zone up from about 2 feet in diameter up to about 10 feet diameter and adjust it well in between, and train the pet to stay away from that particular piece of furniture.
And what I found particularly fascinating, because I never really thought about that until you're really trying to plan something out. I was trying to put my computer in a particular location, realized there was no electrical plugs nearby. The same thing would be, there's not necessarily a plug that you can plug in a transmitter, if you will, because that's pretty much what this is.
That is, right.
You know, this is a transmitter, so you're thinking it's going to have to be this highly sophisticated thing that needs a big plug into the wall. And this is actually a rechargeable product.
Right. And I use those myself. I've had them run, well, at a smaller setting, they'll last a couple of months. At the highest setting, you get at least 30 days out of it. And then you can charge it up and keep it in place, or you can plug it in.
If you happen to have a plug behind the couch,
right,
you can plug it in and keep it there and just forget about it. And it actually has a range up and range down as far as the space it can go. So right. you can decide exactly if you have a sofa, you know, that's different than if it's, you know, a love seat. And it can actually
right.
pick
you
up and
turn it up to cover that area or turn it down for a smaller situation.
The other thing that you were talking about doing in the house, which is with this this strange weather that's going on in here, is you actually do a lot of the training in the house when it's nice and cold. So
yes.
you can get your clients started right now. You don't have to wait for it to be turning warm in order to make this work.
That's correct. We start inside the house for most of our trainings. It's called Perfect Start Training Method. And we do that because inside the house you can give the animal a lighter correction, get their attention, so you keep your stress levels down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And simply what we do inside the house is we put a couple of flags next to that shield or puck, hockey puck that you mentioned, and we teach the pet to just avoid it. And it's so gentle, we start puppies as young as 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And it's so cool. Within about a minute and a half, I literally when I'm putting things together, I tell the owner that it's going to take me longer to set this up than it will for your pet to figure it out. And usually within 30 seconds to a couple of minutes, they're sitting there looking at it with a kind of funny look on their face, like, what's going on with those flags? And I use a squeaky toy or a treat, and I'll put it by the flag, and they'll just sit there and look at it and avoid going towards it. And then I'll remove that a decoy, if you will, and take it away from it, and they'll chase it right, you know, across the room or whatever. So,
well, you've been doing this for a while, so that's fantastic. Well,
yeah, that's a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's where the experience helps. Now, Rich, I have a question. A lot of people have pets on the system, and then they decide to add another dog, or they might add a cat or something else. Can you continue to add animals onto an existing system? Is
sure.
that how it
mm-hmm.
works?
Yeah, it's just a matter of, Lee, of another collar assembly, another little computer collar, we call them, and some more training to help the pet learn where it is and learn how to avoid it. So, yes, you can do and the nice thing is once you already have a pet on the fence, they sort of help the new guy learn where the rope, you know, what the ropes are, where the boundaries are.
Yeah, no, so. I've actually even noticed that when they get used to the system, even when they go to other people's houses with systems, they can have a collar put on and adapt immediately. They seem to just understand the prompts once they learn it on the system, which is great.
It's just a matter of, and the same thing if you happen to move, because you can take the fence with you. It's one of the nice things about it, it's somewhat portable. You leave your line behind, but all you have to do is put new line into a new property. And once you train a dog to, or a cat to a property originally, the new property is piece of cake. You flag it, walk them around, show them where it's at, the same as you'd do if you would take it to another family member's house. And they just about salute and say, okay, gotcha. And it's pretty simple. They learn it real fast.
Fantastic. Rich, if any of our listeners are interested in talking with you about the different technology that we've discussed today, how would they find you?
Well, we have an 800 number. We're under the fence category in the yellow pages. It's 800-824-3647. Or they can go online at invisiblefence.com. And the first step is a schedule appointment where we come out and start the customization process of matching our fence to what their needs are. So, again, invisiblefence.com. Go right online. You can schedule an appointment online.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Rich Johnson, the owner of Invisible Fence Midstate and Hazlitt. And, Rick, we're going to continue the conversation and talk with Dr. Williamson from the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center about how to deal with fleas and ticks this spring, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.